had a reason not to bring it on Shavuos. They wanted to bring Korban Mehudar. Therefore, they had a right to wait until Sukkot to bring it first then. The Rav is right that there's a mitzvah essay to bring your Korbanos the first Yom Tov that goes by. And since you have a mitzvah to go early, regular anyway, bring it that first Yom Tov. Rav Ashi is like this. You know what it means that they ate the kid first in the Chag? The Ketani. So even though usually Chag means Sukkot, say I'll tell you Chag HaShavuos. It means on Yom Tov HaShavuos. Etaka didn't wait till Sukkot. On Pesach they couldn't bring it because it was just born then. It wasn't 7 days old. But the first Yom Tov that came by, Chag HaShavuos, that's when Etaka brought it. The Idach, why did the first man, why didn't he want to answer like this? Kol Heichad Tani Pesach, whenever the Gemara talks about Pesach, it always Tani Aseres. If it really meant Shavuos, it would have said a Lashon about Aseres. Since it says here the Ma'is was they first ate it on Chag, Chag here means Sukkot. So that was the question, how come they waited through Shavuos? It's the first Yom Tov they should have brought it. The Torah says that the day before it was a Chayla, he got sick, they couldn't bring it in. The Yom HaRov, Rav says like this, Kivan Sha'avru Olav Gimur Regolim, when you waited now three Regolim, you didn't bring it. Whatever it is, Makadista, Makadistle, all the three different Shittas, whether Kisidra and Shloik Kisidran. But any time that you're over about Tacha, you waited that long, you should know. B'chol Yom V'yom over about Tacha. Don't think that when you waited this time limit, you're only over one lav, that's it. No, every single day after that, you're over the lav about Tacha. The Torah is telling you every single day now, go fast and bring the Korban Olam. You don't bring it today, there's one lav. Don't bring it tomorrow, another lav. Every single day has another lav. The lav first starts after the three regolim. But once you waited the three regolim, you should every single day now has another lav. That's Rabbi's Kiddush. Next, they have a kash on this. It says, Echad Bechor. The Echad Kol HaKadoshim, whether you have a Korban Bechor, or any type of a Kodoshim, any Korban, Kivon Shavu Aleim Shono, whenever a year passed by, 12 months, below regolim. We'll see how the case is. A year passed by and you don't have three regolim didn't go by. Or else regolim. Or else you have three regolim passed by, below shana, and a complete year didn't pass by yet, or even b'bal tacher. So these are the klum, the Levi's is telling us when you're over the slav b'bal tacher. Either a complete year went by, even without gimel regolim, or else gimel regolim went by, a pesach, a sukkah, and a shavuos, a shavuos and a sukkah, even though a complete year didn't go by. So Bryce says you're over b'bal tacher. So the Chura, for the Gemara Bahai, might you have to, so what does one got to do with the other? What does it got to do with Rava? Rava said another Kiddush. Rava said that after you waited this time limit, from now on, you should know every single day is another Aveira. So what the Bryce doesn't talk about that, it doesn't turn out like that. Rav Kana said this is the Kasha. Man the Kamaisav, Shampa Kamaisav. The one that asked the question from this Bryce is asking very good. This is the question. Michti, let's see. Tono Alave Kamahada. This Tan is coming to explain all the conditions when you're over the Slav about Tacher. It's coming to tell you, you're over it with a year time, with Gimel Regolim, telling you when you're over the Slav. If so, if Rava was right then, listening the whole Yom V'yom over about Tacher, the Brashi should have also said Rava's Chiddush also, it should have said, you should know. And once you're over the Slav about Tacher, it applies every single day afterwards. And since the Brashi doesn't say, the Mashal doesn't know like Rava. V'iduch, what does Rava do with this Brashi? Tono le mikve balave koma. The Rebbe says, no, there's no kasher for me. This price is just coming to tell us when you, the first time you're over this lav. The mikve, when is the time period, when are you over this lav about tacher? Komaha, that's what's going to teach us. Our balave yisera, to tell us once you're over it once, that continuously you have the lav, kiseidim and kiseidim, like komaha, that's not this price's business, and not come teach us this chiddush, that's why it doesn't say it. Therefore, there's no kasher in Rebbe. This price is just teaching us exactly when you're over the lav about Tacher. But when you're over it, it doesn't say what happens from then on. That was Rebbe's Kiddush, that once you're over it once, every single day you're over it again. Kufa. So what do we learn? What does Bryce say now? Let's explain this Bryce. Bryce said, Echad Bechor, whether you have a Korban Bechor. The Echad Kol HaKadoshim, any Korban, you made a Korban Eila, Korban Shlom, Oshem, Chattis. Kivan Shavu Aleim Shona. If a whole year passed by, Belay Regolim, and three regolim did not go by, or else regolim in a time period of three regolim that a Pesach, Shavuos, and a Sukkot, below Shana, and the complete year didn't go by yet, is over about Tacher. That's the Chiddush of this Braisa. Either one of these two conditions make it over the law of about Tacher. So let's explain it now. This Leimer regolim below Shana Meskachatlo. That's very good. You can have it that the three regolim passed by and it didn't take 12 months. Like we said, you made your neder right before Pesach, so you waited a Pesach. you waited the Shavuos, you waited the Sukkot, it's less than 12 months, and you over Batacha, that's very good. El Shona. But how do you have the case that a complete year, l'chur, it means 12 months went by, and you don't have Gimur Golem? How could that be? Any 12 month period, you always have three Golem to pass by it. So more says like this. According to Reb Shimon, we have before held that you're only over Bataka Kesidron. That means that Pesach has to be the first one, then a Shavuos, then a Sukkot, Mishkachas Lo. That's very good then. Where you made your Neder first after Pesach. So if you first made your neder after Pesach, according to Reb Shimon, you know when you're over Batachar? A year and a half later. Because first you have to wait for Shavuos to go by in Sukkot, and then when the next Pesach, that's the first Yom Tov. Now when Pesach and the next Shavuos and the next Sukkot goes by, that's called in the right order. According to Reb Shimon, you're only over Batachar, there's a special order. It had to be that first the Pesach goes by, you didn't bring it, then the Shavuos goes by, then the Sukkot goes by. So according to Reb Shimon, it's very good you can have that a complete year went by, and you're not over Batachar as far as the Regolim go by. Therefore, the Bryce says, new Kiddush, you should know.
That if 12 months go by, even though you don't have the three Regolim Kisidrim, you're also over Batachar. Let's say the person made the Neder after Pesach, before Shavuos. So according to Reb Shimon, when you're over Batachar, according to Kisidrim, you have a year and a half. You have right to, you have after Shavuos, then Sukkot, then you first start over again, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So therefore, it's good the Bryce says, the Kiddush, that if you waited a year, that's a new din to be over Batach, even though it's not Kisidrim. So according to Shimon, it's good as Raisa. But Ela Lamanda less like Kisidrim, but according to Tanakama, according to Lamanda Yomim, that you don't need Kisidrim, and therefore any time you have three regolim, you're over Batach, Hekim Shkachas Lo. Then when do you have a whole year went by, you need a new Chiddush to say there's a new Batach. The Chorb Shita, within a year, for sure you went through to three regolim. So more answers this. That this Shlem of the Rebbe is according to Rebbe Sheet, it's going to be good. Mishkakos, if you can find a case, Bishonim Uberis, in the case when there's an extra month to the year, the 13 months of this year, therefore this year is more than 12 months or 13 months. So you can find the Chiddush that you can have, they come to call the Chiddush of Batachar. The Tanikos learn like this. Shono Temimon, the Pasuk says Shono Temino. So Rebbe says, Maina Gimel Meyas Vashishim Vechamisha Yoim. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.
Yeah, the vote from the base we're holding. Right, this let's go. This last Gemara again was again. This last Gemara. Shalom was again. How do you find the case that you have a whole year passed by and you don't have the Gimel Regolim? The first Gemara said, if you hold, you need Kisidron, it's very good. A year can pass by, you don't have Kisidron, that's very good. The question is, if you don't need Kisidron, how do you do it? So Gemara says, you go according to Rebbe Shita. The Rebbe says, the Shana Muberet, when you have an extra month to the year. The time you will learn. Shana Tamima, I made a mistake yesterday. Shana Tamima means, Rashi says, when the Torah talks about Bote Ore Chayma. It says, when you buy a house that has a city around it, so Maimish Shasa Yomim, there's a lock of the first year you could free it. The afilu b'shanef shuta, the afilu b'shanef meberet, even shabbos yom hashanah, shita hamish yom hashanah, nimkra nechut loy. Halacha, by a house you buy in an orei chayma, you're only allowed to buy it back the first year. If you didn't buy it back the first year, then it stays by the buyer, he keeps it. What's called a full year goes by. So Rebbe holds is totally in gimel meyos v'shishim chamishim yoyim. If 365 days go by, that's called the complete year. Kaminyan yom hashanah. That was Rebbe Shita. The whole Maimim, no, Maimim, Yud Beis Chedish, Miyim Liyim, it's totally in 12 months. What about the Nisab Rishon? Let's say there's an extra month to the year, it's 13 months, is Nisab Rishon. You know, this extra month is still in your Cheshbin, that you still have the right to buy it back. If you buy a house in an Ore Chayma, the seller has the right to redeem it the first year. So if that first year is an extra month to it, you have 13 months, all 13 months you have a right to redeem it. That's the way the Chum say. The Mor says, Mishkachas Lo Rebbe, according to Rebbe, we have a case. The Yaktisha Bosach Hagamatis, that you made your nether to bring a korban right after Sukkot. So Nelam, when does the after Hagamatis? Now when does the year end according to Rebbe? 365 days later. Just like by Bote Yari Chaymer, that's when the year ends. Most probably that's the way the year ends, that's what the price also means, a complete year. The Chimotish Shiloh Yadar, when it comes at the end of next Adar, the second Adar, when it's an extra month, is Shona Maleya. You have a full 365 days. But regolim malolim, you don't have a complete regolim, you don't have your Chag HaPesach yet. So according to Rebbe, there's a case that a full year goes by, which means 365 days, but you do still not have your three regolim, Pesach didn't go by yet. What do we do according to Rabbanan Shita? That they hold no, a year means 13 months. It means exactly from one day to the next day, next year, the same day, so you always have three regolim. So Mar says, Katoni Rav Shemaya, like you said, the Atzeres, he holds that Chag HaShavuos, Pum Hei, sometimes it comes out Hei B'Sivin, Pum Shisha, sometimes it comes out Vav B'Sivin, Pum Shiva, sometimes it comes out the seventh day of Sivin. Haketza has to come out. Shneya Malayim, the 2 months in between Nisan and Sivan and Ir is full month, Chamisha. Then 50 days later is called Hei Sivin. Shneyim, Chaserim, both months, Nisan and Ir, are missing around 29 days, then Shiva. That's when Shavuos comes out 50 days later is Zayin Sivan. Echad Molad, Echad Chasav, 1 month is full, 1 month is missing, then Shisha comes out the sixth day of Sivan. So according to him, you have an Akimta, how again you have the whole year passed by, that the first year Shavuos was on Hay, the Sivan. Now a complete year later means, again, Vav Sivan next year. And Shavuos next year first comes out, this year Shavuos came out on Hay Sivan. And you made your carbon on Vav Sivan. Now a complete year is next year Vav Sivan. Now next year could be Shavuos first comes out on Zayin Sivan. So you could have a complete year going by and you don't have your Shavuos. So there's a way to have a full year go by and you don't have your Gimel Regolim. The time you will, yeah. So according to Rav Shemaya, you also have an Akimta. The Mor says, the man ton of the Polig led the Rav Shemaya, who argues on Rav Shemaya? Acherim he, the sheet of the Acherim. The time you will learn, Acherim Oimrim, Ein Bein Atzeres Yatzeres. There's no difference between this year Shavuos and next year Shavuos, or what then Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah. There's no difference of, let's say, this year Rosh Hashanah comes out on Monday, next year Rosh Hashanah, Ela Dalad Yomim Bavad, only 4 days later. The next year Rosh Hashanah will come out 4 days later. In other words, this she told, you never have that sometimes both are Molein, both are Chaser. There's always the same cycle, that 1 month is Chaser, 1 month is Molein. 1 month is Chaser, 1 month is Molein. It's always a straight cycle. So according to this, you never have 1 year Shavuos comes out on Vav, one Hay, one Zayin. It's always Vav Sivan. Shavuos always comes out on Vav Sivan. Since you have always one Chaser and one Molein, Shavuos always comes out on Zayin, on Vav B'Sivan. Like we have it now, today. Shavuos comes out on Vav B'Sivan always. The Emhoist Rishonim of Eretz, let's say it was an extra month to this year, then we say Chamisha. Then there are 5 days different. If this year Rosh Hashanah came out on Monday, next year come out 5 days later of the week. Now, Boyer Rav Zera, this is what we're holding here. Boyer Rav Zera, Yoyer Shemal B'Baal Tachar. What's going to be if the father made a neder to bring a korban? Even if the father was mafresh the korban, he set aside the korban to be brought. And then the father died. And the son yarshens the korban. Now the son has a chiyuv to bring the korban. Let's say the son weighs 3 regolim and doesn't bring the korban. Is he over this lav about tachar or not? What's the shayla? The pasuk says, ki sidar neder amirachimona. Only if you make the neder, if you make the promise to bring it, and you don't bring it within 3 months, then you're over your neder. For ho, this yerush, the son, loy nader, he did not make the neder. The father made the neder. Just when the father died, he actually took over his father's chiyuvim, he has to bring the korban. But since he himself did not make the neder, that the svar is not over this lav. I do a maybe like this. The pasuk says, uvasa shama vevesim shama. When you go early regal on the first Yom Tov, when you go to the Beis HaMikdash, vevesim shama, bring the korbanos with you. Vomechayit, now this yerush is mechuyiv. Since Lamaisa, you took over your father, you yashin the korban eilah, there's a mitzvah to bring it. So since you have the mitzvah to bring it, there's a svara. If you don't bring it within Gimel Regolim, you should know, you're over the lav of Al-Tachar. That's the svara. That's the Gemara Shailah. What's the aloha? Toshima, come and bring your raya. The Tony Rabbi Chiyah. Rabbi Chiyah says like this. It says before, in the end of the Pasuk before, it says Meimach, we had before, from you. He dashin pratli yerush, that a yerush, if you didn't make the neder, your father made the neder, just your father died, you took over, there's no baal tachar. That's what mimach means, from you, means from the one that made the neder, and not from your son. Said the Gemara, behind mimach, mi boilei, This pasuk may mark we need for a different drasha we had before to tell us zeleket shichopeya, that even if you leave over your leket shichopeya, you don't give to the niyim, you're also over bal tacher. If you extend the giving, you don't give it. So it's not a chiddush in the yerush; it's a chiddush in leket shichopeya. Gemara says true, but you can learn out both things from this pasuk. Kori bay, read the pasuk like this: imach. The pasuk could have just said imach. The kori bay may imach. It says an extra mem also. So since there are like two drushes here, one drush is imach means with you, you the one that made the neder, and not your son. If you die and your son takes over, there's no baal tacher. And also from may imach we learn out that by leket shicha peya, in the case where you didn't leave over pay on the field, you have the mitzvah now to still leave it over. If you wait the three regolim, you should know you're over the lava baal tacher. So a poisha that a yerush does not have the lava baal tacher. Boyi Reb Zerah, Zerah has another shayla. What's going to be isha? Mahid about tacher. What's going to be if an isha lady makes a neder to bring a korban, and she doesn't bring it for three regolim? Is she over the lavana? What's the shayla? Ni amrina, do we say holoi mechayiv abriya? An isha does not have the mitzvah say to go on the regal. She doesn't have the mitzvah to go to the Beis Hamikdash. So since she doesn't have a chiyuv on yomtov to go to the Beis Hamikdash, she's not the baal tacher. The Torah says baal tacher in the parsha of going to the regal. The Rashi says holoi mechayiv abriya. The pasuk says, "Kol zechurcha, all the men." The chiv on the loy mechayv lemeisik, since she does not have a chiv to go to Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim, lo shayich bas man regolim lebal tacher. We don't have the winyan of bal tacher. That's one svara. I do, but the Gemara says maybe no. For isa b'simcha, kafot is a mitzvah simcha on yomtiv, simchas yomtiv. That an isha also has the mitzvah simchas yomtiv. Like Rashi says, I do, but mechayv lemeisik mishem simcha. No. Anisha has to go to Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Tov to be in the climb of the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Because what's the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov? The pasuk says, "V'samachta b'chagecha," should be happy. The Yom Amar, we learned the Gemara Pesachim, Rashi says that b'zman she'Beis Hamikdash kayim ain simcha ela b'bas v'shlamim. How will you climb the mitzvah of simcha only if you go to the Beis Hamikdash and eat the meat of a korban shlamim? She'nema v'zavachta shama v'chavta shama samachta. So since an isha has a chiyah simcha, that's the svara, she also has to go to the Beis Hamikdash to eat from the korban shlamim. So once she has to go to the Beis Hamikdash, it's a svara to say she's also b'chlal alav baal tacher. But if she made a neder to bring a korban eilo and she waits and doesn't bring it to be regolim, she's also over the lav. That's the shayla. Gemara says, Omulay Abaya, Abaya says, v'tepiklei to isha b'simcha. Like it's true what you're saying. Since she has a mitzvah of simcha, she has to go to Eretz Yisrael. So pshita, she's in the lava of baal tacher. For the Gemara, O mi yomer Abaye hochi, is it true that Abaye said like this? The yomer Abaye, we know Abaye always says like this. Isha bai lo mesamcha. An isha does not have her own chiyev simchas yomtiv. The chiyev is upon the husband to make his wife happy, but not upon the isha itself. Like Rashi says, bai lo mesamcha. The Bovel, how does the Baal keep his wife happy? If you live in Bovel, that means the big day tzivonim. Buy your wife nice clothing, colorful clothing. Be'eretz Yisrael, big day pishtim. Hamagotzin, that was the chash of a clothing in Eretz Yisrael. They had nice, pressed out flax they had. Nice pressed out clothing. Hoch Yisra B'Kedushin. So according to Baal, then Anisha doesn't have a chiyah to go to Eretz Yisrael to the Beis Hamikdash. Hachiv is for the husband to keep her happy with nice clothing. So how could Abaye say it's true, Anisha is in the lava about tacha because she has to go to the Beis Hamikdash for simcha? So Marin says, Lidvorov the Rebbe Zera Koma. Rabbi was only saying this according to Reb Zera. Does you, Reb Zera, ask this for Shiloh, and you spell out your two Shilohs, one's like this, one's like that. So Abaye says them, according to Reb Zera, like for sure, Yilachuyiv then. Because according to you, Reb Zera, you say Nisha does have a chiyah simcha. So for sure she has to go to the Beis Hamikdash. Since for sure she has to go to the Beis Hamikdash, that's the svara that there is about tacha by Nisha. Another shayla. Iboy lihu. Bechor me'ein masai moinim loishana. A bechor, we said, there's a mitzvah to bring a bechor. You have the firstborn animal. It's a korban bechor. There's a mitzvah to bring it for a korban. The first year. How do we count when is the first year up? How long do you have a period? What's that mitzvah essay to bring the bechor during the first year? Is Abaye Roma Mishor Shemirlin. You count from the day it's born. You have exactly 1 year from its birthday. Rav Acher Bayakav Roma Mishor Shenirul Atzor. No. We know a korban can't be brought for korban until it's 7 days old. So the first 7 days is not included. You first start counting the year after it lived already 7 days that you can bring it for korban. From then you have a complete year to bring it. What's the machlokes? Tomorrow says, "Vlei pligi." You know, there's no machlokes here. I tell you, ho betam, ho bebalmum. If the animal was born at Tam, the Rashi, the koyi lahatso, that's only to be brought for korban, mishenir lahatso. Then we say, when is the year up? You have a year's time to bring it for korban. When do you start counting the year up? When it's fit to be brought for korban, after it's 7 days old. After it's 7 days old, on the eighth day, that's when it's fit to be brought for korban. It says, Shiva siyavim tiyatakat imoi, of the yamashmin, the seventh day, then it's fit to be brought for korban. After 7 days, on the eighth day, that's when you start counting a year's time.